And if he had arrived, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that?
Sunday before last.
Okay. Would you ever use Sunday week to mean past time? Or is that always future time?
It's future time.
Okay. Do you ever use an expression that means a 2-week period of time?
No, I don't. I know fortnight, but I don't use it.
Okay. I think very few people do use it these days.
Not in this part of the country.
If you want to know the time, what would you say? What would you ask somebody?
Well, I said, what time is it?
Okay. And on my wrist, I have a...
watch.
If it's 30 minutes after 7, you say it's half...
I'd say 7:30.
Okay. Would you ever say half anything?
Well, I might say half past 7, but...
But you'd be inclined to say 7:30?
Yes.
Okay. What's another way of saying 10:45?
Quarter of an hour of 11.
Okay. 1967 was last year, and 1968 is...
this year.
We're talking about the age of a child. He was born in 1965, so he is now...
born in 65, he'd be 3 years old.
If something happened on this day in 1967, it happened...
a year ago.
What kind of day is today? It's a...
what do you mean, a pretty day, a beautiful day, or just any... a nice large day, I say he would tell me.
A what?
A nice large day.
A nice large day, okay. If it's been raining, but now the clouds are blowing away and the sun is beginning to come out, you'd say the weather is...
clearing.
And if the opposite thing is happening, the sky is getting dark and rain or snow is expected, you'd say the weather is...
it's clouding up, wouldn't it?
Okay. A heavy rain that doesn't last long is a...
just a shower, I guess, what you have in mind, an expression.
And what if it's accompanied by thunder and lightning?
Well, it's a thunderstorm.
Okay. Did the wind blow hard? Yes, it...
did the wind blow hard?
Uh-huh. Yes, it...
it did, that's what I said.
Okay. But use the word blow, what I want is the past tense of blew. Did it
blow
hard?
Oh, it blew, yes.
Okay.
It blew hard, yes, I did.
Which direction is north from here?
Which
direction is north?
You want me to point out?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's right out this corner of the window, right?
All right.
Just like that.
Now, let's see, that's north, so that means that's...
all
right, now,
south,
if the wind...
mm-hmm, just almost north and south.
Oh, good. Well, that makes it easy for me to remember then. If the wind is coming from that direction, what kind of wind would you call it?
South wind.
Okay. And if it's coming from midway between west and south, what would you call it? Or what kind of wind?
We just say a west wind. I don't
okay.
I'm saying northwest or southwest or south or west. I don't use those
okay.
in my conversation. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So you just say that it's would you call it a south wind then, or would you say
yes.
or would you just say the wind's coming out of the south?
Well, you say a south wind.
Okay. And then one that comes from halfway between east and south? What would you call that? What kind of wind? Okay. If a rain is steady but light, you'd say it's a...
drizzle.
Okay. And what if it's a little bit heavier than that?
Well, a hard rain, or we have a local expression, if it's a big rain.
Uh-huh.
He says a gully washer and a trash mover.
A gully washer and a trash mover?
Trash.
Oh, a trash mover. Oh.
Washes stuff down the creek.
Well, is a drizzle the lightest kind of rain?
Well, that's about as light as we...
okay. If you looked out the window on a fall morning and you couldn't see very far and it looked as if a cloud had sat down on the earth, what would you call this cloud-like stuff?
Well, I'd say foggy.
Okay. And the stuff itself would be what?
Fog.
All right. Is there a difference in your mind between fog and mist?
Well, yes, there is. I think of a mist as being high.
Uh-huh. But
not sitting on the ground. Well, actually, I guess there's not much distinction. I think of a mist as being above, a little somewhat higher than the fog mist.
Okay. A period of time when it doesn't rain is called what?